Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
American Society of Plastic Surgeons now recommends no gender surgery for minors. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
I mean, this is a great resolution. They finally, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, who makes money on plastic surgery, is finally admitting and saying, no, we don't recommend you performing the medically mutilating gender surgeries on children. And this is a great, great decision.
Now, this is a great decision. You know, the interesting thing is that it comes on the heels of a $2 million verdict on behalf of a girl who bought the lie and her family and went through these drugs and plastic surgeries, and then took her case to a jury, and the jury has awarded her $2 million in damages against a psychologist who was counseling her and a doctor. And the amazing thing is, now I've warned these doctors and counselors, you better be careful because a day of reckoning is coming. You will be sued. This is malpractice. This is kind of the old lobotomy kind of thing where you stuck a sharp object into the eye to take out part of your brain. I mean, it's crazy stuff, but that was practice.
Frankenstein.
Yes. And that is now universally condemned, denied. It's malpractice to do something like that. The same is going to happen and is happening with this. And so when the malpractice verdict came out, they came out with this announcement.
You know, and we need more of these so-called medical organizations to do the same, because this is a billion-dollar industry. These medical organizations, they don't care about children.
No.
I'm sorry, they don't care. They want money in their pocket. And if they cut off their parts or whatever, and then they send them on their way, and then they have nothing more to do with them.
So when we have filed suit since 2012, when we litigated against the first law that banned Change Counsel, Christian Change Counsel in California, from that time on, every case that we've had to contend with these so-called medical / counseling, psychological, psychiatric organizations that have become politically captured with this LGBTQ agenda.
Like, and the so American Academy of Pediatrics.
Yeah,
and
well, they're actually, I think, good.
Are they?
But yeah, but there's another group that's not. But there's like the American Psychiatric Association, American Psychological Association, the social work organizations. And we've had to go into court, and they would argue, well, look, all these other medical organizations, they say that this kind of counseling to change is harmful.
And they don't make money off of it.
And that you ought to just, you know, you're born this way. It was a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of lies. Those lies are crumbling. So here, they just made a statement, February 3, the statement by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. They cited the United Kingdom's 2024 CAS review. We've talked about that before in this program.
Yeah, that's a tremendous collection of peer-reviewed studies that, you know, substantiate the point. These surgeries, these puberty blockers, all this, do not help these children.
Right, because CAS was tasked with the project of reviewing the gender clinic, the Travestock and other gender clinics in the United Kingdom, and report says, the CAS review says, that it's not helpful. In fact, it's harmful. So that report, 2024 CAS review, and then the 2025 pediatric gender study by the United States Department of Health and Human Services that actually addressed this issue and recommends against it. So based on those two, they say that they are now recommending against any kind of what they call, quote, gender surgery. This is basically plastic surgery to remove your healthy body parts. That they don't recommend it for anybody up until age 19. You know why they say 19? Because it was the malpractice lawsuit on a minor. because what they were and what they ended up saying, which is what we said before, that most of the minors, most of the people under age 18, 18 and below, if they have gender confusion, they naturally grow out of it without any intervention at all. So why mm-hmm. would you then mutilate them? Because if they were, say, between age 12, 13, 14, up to age 18, and they're going through this time of confusion, which that's a difficult time in growing up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things that you're confused about in terms of who you are, where you fit in, you know, and so forth. And if they have some confusion, especially that is put in their heads, particularly in the public school system or online, that maybe their problem is they're born in the wrong body. Or, you know what, it's kind of cool to be mysterious and act like you're somebody that you're not. Then if that naturally resolves, why would you give them puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and then amputate their healthy body parts when they actually will resolve and be, you know what,
right.
very thankful that they're born female and or born male.
And, you know, they tend to prey upon these children that are dealing with autism and confusion and whatnot. And so now the children realize, okay, I don't want to be the oddball, so I'll pretend that I'm a different gender and I'll dress differently and all that. And so they prey after those children and say, oh, you really were born a different gender. We need to, you know, conform you physically to that. They prey yeah. on them.
Yeah, they do. And so, you know, they preyed on this girl that took this her case to a New York jury and found a plastic surgeon and a psychologist liable for malpractice regarding the breast removal surgery when she was 16 years old. January 30, the jury in Westchester County in New York awarded $2 million in damages for past and future suffering and future medical expenses for the double mastectomy. Mm-hmm. The girl now is 22 years old, no longer suffering from gender confusion. The jury found that the plastic surgeon and psychologist departed from the standard of care by skipping important steps in pre-surgery evaluations.
And that's really important. The jury put all 100% of the blame on those two doctors.
Yeah.
Not
because
on the girl,
because what they did is exactly what you say. She comes in with certain issues that she's facing.
Right.
And they say, oh, here's what we'll do. We'll put you on these drugs and then we'll take off your breast and then you can just pretend to be, you know, something different. And all will be well. And so they rushed them through. At age 16, doing a double mastectomy to a young girl. I just can't imagine a doctor doing that. But that was January 30. February 3 is their statement. February 3. Now, they can say that they relied upon the UK CAS review and the 2025 pediatric gender study from the Department of Health and Human Services. And I'm sure they did, because those are very important. But I think the catalyst was, oh my goodness, we better make a statement before we, the society, gets sued collectively by these people, because it could be huge damages.
You know, and this is great. I mean, since January, you've got several hospitals that have stopped doing these so-called gender interventions. You've got Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, MultiCares, Mary Bridge Children's Hospital in Washington, Children's Wisconsin Hospital, University of Wisconsin Health, Children's Hospital Colorado and Denver Health, Children's Minnesota Hospital, and the University of Utah Health. And I pray there's going to be a lot more.
And that's just, Holly, since January of 2026.
Just a drop in the bucket.
That's just since January 2026.
Yeah.
There's others that stopped doing it in 2025. And of course, President Donald Trump has been also very influential in this, because he came out with an executive order opposing this kind of gender mutilation. His January 2025 executive order protecting children from chemical and surgical mutilation was issued by President Donald Trump, and that has had a big influence as well. All of this is working together to collapse this crazy, nonsensical, very damaging, dark ideology of this LGBTQ agenda that says that you can create yourself in your own image and thus rebel against God who created you in his image.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what this is about. It's a direct rebellion against God, our creator. It's very dangerous. It's from a very dark side. It is, frankly, demonic to suggest somebody that they're born in the wrong body. God made a mistake, and therefore some plastic surgeon and some psychologist is going to correct that and all will be well. No, you need to address the underlying issues that brings somebody to a situation where they're having stressors rather than mutilating their body. So this is a good trend. It's continuing. This whole trans trend is finally collapsing, thank God. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.